Hello world, welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. I am your host, Gary Atkins, and I want to advise you, I want to counsel you today to trust in God's power. Trust in God's power. You know, I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 2 verse 5, when the Apostle Paul declared, "Your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." Think about that. Power is available to you. Power to overcome disease, despair, failure, sickness, and sin, and over every attack of the devil. Some people say miracles ended when the last disciple died. The truth is, Jesus defeated death with his resurrection and gave a tag team handoff to the Holy Spirit for you and for me. For Luke 10:19 declares, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you." This power will allow you to walk through the fire of this life, and its flames will not burn you. You will pass through the flood, and it shall not drown you. This power overcomes all the work of the enemy, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. When Christ came to defeat death, he made us his heirs. And we were created in God's image, you see. And through Christ, we now have the power to invoke his name and to overcome evil. So why don't you take your place as his heir today? For you are the heir of God and joint heirs with Christ. He has delegated his authority to you. That's why the Apostle Paul declared in Galatians 2:20, he said, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ, he lives in me, and the life which I live in the flesh, I now live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Why don't you die to yourself today? Are you in need of God's power? Where are you in your life? Well, God's power is available to you. Trust in his power. And remember, the just shall live by faith.